on the Intergalactic FM with your host, Phil Jamaica, and I am Leon.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to show number 76. Mickey's got a few things to say.
Yes, you could think that could be Robert Schroeder or Edgar Froese or Michael Hoenig or Klaus Schulze, but you'd be sadly mistaken, because that is the British Mark Shreve. And from an album he released in 1981 on a Norwegian record label called Uniton, catalogue number Uniton 001. The album's called Thoughts of War, and that was the first part of Thoughts of War, side one, divided into two parts, part A, Escalation, and part B, Cold Emotion. We're going to carry on with the next track off the same album, the same side, and this track's called Nightmare of Reality. Voila.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you go. That was a treat for fans of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop and Forbidden Planet. Anyway, the essential factor about Thoughts of War is that it is English. No Englishman has previously succeeded in producing this stylistically distinctive synthesizer music on record. Paradoxically, though, it was a new and independent record company that ventured to back this project, and the fact that this record company is Norwegian is almost exceptional. Thoughts of War is Mark's fourth production, but it is, however, his debut record on Uniton, and both are obviously making their debut with this record. The music must be taken seriously, as there are deeper thoughts behind each title and each individual note. Mark uses his instruments for what they are and creates emotional pictures with contrast and variation. Here you have to use your imagination. The music describes the meaning behind the titles without any help from lyrics. Negative listeners will, as usual, slaughter this special music, even though Mark's music is much more unique than all English and American pop rock music put together. But listen to it yourself, preferably with open ears, and then perhaps you will also be left to your own fantasies. This takes us superbly into Robert Schroeder. That was the Sublime Harmonic Ascendant. I'm sure you can appreciate why we needed to play the whole of that tune, 22 minutes and 14. Bit of a beast, but so worth it. It's just absolutely wonderful. Anyway, if there is a contemporary romantic music in this world, it is played by Robert Schroeder. Robert was one of all of these people sending me letters and tapes of their music. He wrote me about his technical interest, about new synthesizer modules he was constructing. At the same time, his music was not artificial at all, but naive and beautiful. So I really wanted to get to know him. I visited him at home in Aix-la-Chapelle, and we became friends. The idea of this record arose in between late 1978 and fall 1979. We realised it. The very charm of Harmonic Ascendant is the synthesis of Robert's custom-built electronic instruments with acoustic ones like guitar, cello and piano. The fullness of the sound given by this blend makes you feel, as a good friend of mine described it, like taking a bath in it. I enjoy this feeling as well as this friend did, and I hope you will. And that was the wonderful Klaus Schulze. Anyway, we're going to play you Dream Sequence. Well, a snippet of Dream Sequence, but we're going to play you the entirety of Side 2 from Thoughts of War next Monday on next Monday's show. So I'm going to say my goodbyes now.
Yes, and stay tuned for Radio Resistencia, which is that played at the first Monday of every month. And as I said before, we're going to be playing as much of this track as possible, and then we'll carry on with the same track next week when we play part two of this show. Bye-bye.